This is 89.9 WWNL. Yes, we're headed for another art-filled week. Are you making plans or do you need some ideas? Well, you've come to the right place. Whether you're in the mood for a chamber music festival, a community theater update, or a marathon performing arts celebration, it's all in the mixed media. Come along as we go inside the arts. Hi, I'm your host, Diane Mack. An international chamber music festival with a local imprint is celebrating a milestone. Birdfoot turns 5. The annual festival returns next week with 11 concerts and events in venues across the city. Artistic director and violinist Jenna Sherry joins us. Welcome.
Diane, thank you so much for having us.
It is incredible what you have done in just 5 short years, making chamber music more accessible in a variety of venues all over town. What are you most proud of when you think about your beginnings and growth over the years?
What I'm most excited about, I think, is the growing community of people who have gotten excited about Birdfoot, excited about chamber music. You know, I started it for the music, but I would say you keep doing something like this because of the community. It's really taken on a life of its own, and it's grown into something far beyond what I ever dreamed.
What is the local connection with the name Birdfoot?
The Birdfoot Festival name was proposed by our first board president, who was a geologist, and he pointed out that the Mississippi River Delta is called the Birdfoot Delta by geologists because it sort of looks like, you know, a bird footprint. Birds sort of just stepped on that delta area. We loved it because it had a sort of a playful, imaginative quality, and it stuck, and we've gotten the most hilarious mail. Bird food, Bigfoot, you name it. We've just... So it's become a source of fun as well.
Now, you have a hefty schedule this year, 11 concerts, including some internationally acclaimed performers. What can we look forward to?
We have concerts and events all over New Orleans. Tango Labyrinth on May 25th at Café Istanbul. Ma Mère Loire at the CAC on May 27th. Lost to the World, our final gala concert on May 28th at the New Orleans Jazz Market, and Birdfoot Backstage, one of my favorite events of the season in partnership with WWNO, on Thursday, May 26th, as well as others. That isn't even all of them. I'll let you sort of discover the full menu on our website. We have a fantastic group of musicians coming from all over the world. We're featuring a world premiere, which is a first for Birdfoot, a world premiere by pianist and composer Prach Bundeskulchuk, who many Birdfoot fans will recognize as a pianist from previous years. And I'm extremely excited to welcome soprano and New Orleans native Jean-Michel Charbonnet. Jean-Michel is an internationally acclaimed opera singer and spends most of her year traveling, performing in Germany and Brussels and all over the world.
Can you tell us what will be performed?
The music ranges from Piazzolla tangos to Mahler songs, Mozart, Bach, Webern, Ravel, and much more. I've used a special piece by Johann Sebastian Bach called The Musical Offering to sort of bookend the festival. This incredible collection of musical puzzles, sort of like a big musical crossword puzzle, puzzles and riddles, I would say. Rather than talking too much about it, I want to play it. It's quite contemplative in character, almost sort of philosophical, like you're really sort of rolling an idea over. But there's actually a lot going on here. It starts from the note C, and he builds a minor chord, just simple 3 notes like this. And then from that simple minor chord, he pushes us one little uncomfortable half step higher, so sort of stretching this distance. So we have the minor chord, and then the stretch, and then from there, after we've stretched up, he takes us all the way down to the bottom, but one little stretch below the note we started. So you have this incredibly sort of uncomfortable interval. So from the comfort of the sort of normal chord, then we're really pulled in opposite directions. – And if that wasn't painful enough, then we go back up to the top. And then he takes us through this snaking chromatic scale that pulls us downwards sort of into the depth. And the magic of the chromatic scale is we sort of lose our orientation. We don't know when it's going to stop. And then eventually, when that becomes so painful, he sort of speeds it up and then finds his way out of the mess. And we end again on C. And now the chromatic. And then it speeds up. And we find our way home.
Wow.
Is that fun?
Yes. Thank you.
So the other cool thing about this theme is if you take the downward chromatic thing and turn it upside down, you end up with something that sounds a lot like the intro to a tango, like this. And so we are mixing that then with Piazzolla tangos and texts by Jorge Luis Borges, a fantastic story of his about this eternal and labyrinthine library. So in a way, this musical offering is tying together a lot of our themes, and we'll explore this in much more depth at Birdfoot backstage, but this is just a little taste of what to expect there.
Jenna, what is your hope for the future of this festival? How will Birdfoot expand its imprint in the city?
Birdfoot has an enormous number of dreams and plans and a vision for how we can help more people in New Orleans enjoy chamber music. I'm not sure how much bigger we'll get, but you know what? I think we're following the music and what the music needs, and I think the music will guide us.
Birdfoot Artistic Director Jenna Sherry, thanks.
Thanks so much for having me, Diane. Look forward to seeing you at our events this year.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. The 5th Annual Birdfoot Festival runs May 23rd through 28th in venues across the city. More info is online at birdfootfestival.org. You're listening to Inside the Arts on 89.9 WWNO, New Orleans Public Radio. I'm Diane Mack. An unexpected move for the city's only African-American community theater comes with a silver lining. The Anthony Bean Community Theater and Acting School is planting new roots in Gentilly, roots of ownership. Theater Director Anthony Bean and Board President Gail Glapion are here. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi.
Congrats on your new location.
Yeah.
Where were you located?
In the Carrollton area, 1300 block of South Carrollton. We were there for 15 years.
What prompted the move to Gentilly?
We had no intentions of moving. In fact, I wanted to actually buy the building. I just thought eventually they would want to sell to me. So they came and told us one day that they're going to change it into a charter school, and we had 2 months to get out. And we were blessed. Someone mentioned the St. Raymond Catholic Church School on Paris Avenue that's been vacant since the hurricane. And I went to look at it, and immediately I knew that that was the place we need to be. Not only the church, which we're actually going to make the theater, but there's a school, there's a cafeteria, there's a rectory that's going to be offices for the theater. There's just buildings and portable classrooms. We can do so much, and I'm excited about it.
This also pushed you to new heights as you are now owning this building.
That makes a difference. We have to stay out there, make sure we stay out front, and make sure that we get the support of the community to keep this thing going. I mean, getting it is one thing, maintaining it is something totally different.
Now, Gail, this is a community that you're very familiar with. This is on the corner, I believe, of Paris and Gentilly Boulevard?
Yeah, it's very familiar to me because I grew up in that area. My family was one of the first families in the St. Bernard housing development. And, of course, St. Raymond is right on the edge of that area that was once known as the St. Bernard housing development. I also worked in that area. I was director of the Urban League Street Academy. I have real roots in that area, in that community. And we're just so excited that the site that once was St. Raymond is now going to remain in that area as a viable cultural center for Gentilly. We think it's just going to lighten up, expand, and refine that community in such a positive way.
So let's talk about the status of the new location. You've been putting in a lot of elbow grease to get it up and running. Where do you stand today in the renovation process?
Well, we're going to open the cafeteria and the portable classrooms for the camp. We're going to have a camp this summer. The camp is going to start on June the 6th. And this summer, we're doing The Lion King, Disney's Lion King.
He's been doing this summer camp for a number of years now. And everyone has just been amazed at what happens when you get 100 or more kids together and expose them to the magic of theater.
It's a 9-week program. We're keeping the kids from 8:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. We feed them breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and all the while they're preparing for The Lion King, singing, dancing, performing, acting. It's really something to see. And the kids, even though it's 8 p.m., they still want to stay there because there's one more song they got to do, one more step they have to perfect.
Wow.
The adult actors and actresses, too, are just as exciting to see.
And, Gil, let's talk about Gwendolyn Foxworth, who won this year Best Actress Award at the Big Easy. And Gwendolyn been with us from the very beginning.
Well, one of the things, too, that I think is especially important to recognize is that the theater attracts kids from all backgrounds.
Yeah.
And many of the youngsters who come there have difficulty. They have difficulties in school. They have difficulties at home. They have difficulty in the community. And what we know is if you can get a kid and get them engaged in something that they are fully committed to, and they are encouraged and supported to do it, and they see themselves as doing something very well and being acknowledged for it, it can turn a kid around. And we've seen young people
Absolutely.
Turned around whose lives were on the wrong path, you know, the difficult path. And because of the theater, because they had a family, a new family, a positive family,
yes.
An expanded family, a family that cared about them and could give them the self-pride and raise their self-esteem, it made a difference. I'm really just excited about the potential.
Not only that, Gil, and I forgot to tell you, the ABCT also partnership with the New Orleans Recreation Department. We have a meeting next week where we're going to extend it. Instead of just being a summer program for the kids, we're going to go year-round.
Oh, that's fabulous.
And that's going to help us out a lot.
Oh, my goodness. We talk about crime in this city.
Oh,
if you want to combat crime, if you want to combat violence, get a youngster involved in the theater. Get them involved in positive activities like dance and acting. And not only that, the young people at the theater learned all of the backstage stuff. They learned how to do the lighting, how to do the sound, how to do the stage management.
The kids are developing communication skills.
Oh, absolutely.
I think a lot of times we get frustrated and we throw things because we can't communicate. We can't sit down and talk about it. So we let our emotions take over, and before you know it, we have problems.
Yeah. You can bottle that emotion, let it loose on the theater.
Oh, yes.
And that's one of the powerful things that I've seen where the youngsters, given the opportunity, they are able to change those negative emotions into something very positive. And it's okay on the stage when you're acting.
So what does the future look like for the Anthony Bean Community Theater?
It's exciting.
Well, once the cafeteria auditorium, which Anthony has talked about for the summer program, and the youth theater, then, of course, we're moving on to the at least 400 capacity seating in the church renovated into a theater. And then the huge project is the renovation of the school. It's two stories, and it's gutted, and it needs everything done to get it up and running.
Talking about a recording studio in the school, a dance studio. I mean, the kids in this area is just going to be blessed when we get through.
So we'll have to stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
But we know for sure in July,
The Lion King will be roaring on Paris Avenue. You're going to get a real treat.
Again, congratulations.
Thank
on
you.
Your new home.
Thank you so much, Diane.
Theater director Anthony Bean and theater board president and actress Gail Glapion.
Thank you.
The Anthony Bean Community Theater and Acting School is now located in Gentilly at 3738 Paris Avenue. More info is online at anthonybeantheater.com. Save the dates, May 26th through 28th, as one of the city's longest-running ensemble theater companies is celebrating 20 years. Art Spot Productions kicks off a three-day performance festival over Memorial Day weekend as it looks back on two decades of original, groundbreaking performances. Artistic director Kathy Randles is here with managing director, composer, and hubby, Sean LaRocca. Welcome to Inside the Arts.
Thank you so much, Diane. It's great to be here.
What crosses your mind as you prepare to enter a third decade of theater in New Orleans?
Interested in a clean slate. What's new? What's the next thing?
Now, your 72-hour marathon retrospective is called Remembering. Take us down memory lane. What are the topics, the themes, and the performances you'll revisit?
We're like sharing everything we've ever done, and it's kind of crazy. A lot of the themes are centered around New Orleans. On the first day, we'll have a big party. M.K. Wegman is going to speak about our work. M.K. Wegman is the departing director of the National Performance Network, and she has pretty much seen Art Spot's work from the beginning. She was the managing director both for Dog and Pony Theater Company and Junebug Productions when we first started in 95. So she's one of the few people in the city who has kind of seen it all. After that, we'll be doing The Sea of Common Catastrophe, which is our brand new performance. We're actually halfway through the creation process of that piece.
It's a piece that's really been instigated by our designer, director Jeff Becker, and it's inspired by some Gabriel Garcia Marquez language in a novella called The Sea of Lost Time. For us, it's about displacement. It's about being flooded and being pushed out. In the Marquez story, the people who are telling the story swim down into the ocean and happen upon a town that's been submerged in a flood, and it's just carrying on its daily activities as if nothing was wrong. And so that's always sort of like rung bells for us, being post-Katrina people. You know, first there was the catastrophe of Katrina and the levee failures, and now, of course, there's the sort of sweeping change that we're undergoing with gentrification and price of housing in New Orleans.
And then on Friday night, we'll begin with remembering of the first piece Art Spot did, which was my solo Rage With Them Without, that grew into a drama club at the Louisiana Correctional Institute for Women. And that grew into an ensemble of returning women citizens called The Graduates. So the theme on that night will be women and incarceration. On Saturday, the marathon, May 28th, we'll begin at 7 a.m. with The End and Back Again, My Friend, an early solo piece that Sean and I did together about my travels through former Yugoslavia.
The End and Back Again was from 1998, I guess, when it actually premiered, and we'll start there, and we'll go all the way through 2013, actually, in terms of new pieces over the course of that day, giving a half an hour or an hour for each remembering.
At the end of the day, there will be two trilogies that we'll do. So we're doing the Home New Orleans Lakeview trilogy. That was a three-year project that we did with other community-based organizations and art entities and Dillard, Xavier, and Tulane Universities and New York University. It was an exploration of what does home mean in New Orleans now after Katrina. We did three pieces in Lakeview, which is the neighborhood I grew up in. And then the final trilogy that we'll do is the Southeast Louisiana Coastal Trilogy. And that's Beneath the Strata Disappearing that we did at a studio in the woods. All three are site-specific pieces. Lugaru we did in City Park's golf course when it was wild and not under construction like now. That was in 2009. And then the last piece, 2013-15, Cry You On, it's a piece that's actually still alive. We did that piece down in St. Bernard along the central wetlands. It was a big 2.5-mile journey along the wetlands where we showed people the damage that has been done to our swamps.
That's quite a look back.
Yes, it is.
Give us a little background on ArtSpot. How did it begin, and what would you say is the secret to its longevity?
ArtSpot itself, the name, came from a friend of mine named Steve Kubik. When we were in college, we made up the word ArtSpot to talk about the place on your body, spirit, mind, soul, heart that is touched or stimulated when you experience a good piece of art, whatever discipline it comes in. We wanted to try to hit people's art spots every time we made work. So we called it Art Spot Productions. We've had several people in the ensemble through the years. Jeff Becker, Lisa Shattuck, Ashley Sparks, and Rebecca Mwasa have been core ensemble members. And when we started Art Spot, it was Sean LaRocca and I. And now it's back to just the two of us.
What topics will be at the top of your list for new original works as you move into this new season?
There's criminal justice system reform, racial equity, and environmental justice work, and looking at gentrification in American cities also. So those are the big themes that we're carrying from the last 20 years into the next 20 years. And, you know, they're all big ones that have been around a long time. So I think we got our work cut out for us. I would say the first 20, maybe we're more focused on the art, the art, the art. I'm interested in putting the same kind of rigor and attention to detail around how our art serves the larger movements that we're trying to connect to.
Art Spot's Kathy Randles and Sean LaRocca. Here's to another 20 years.
Thank you so much, Diane.
Thanks, Diane.
Art Spot Productions presents Remembering, a marathon retrospective, May 26th through 28th at Catapult, 609 St. Ferdinand Street. More info at artspotproductions.org.
There's no such thing as global warming. There's no such thing as climate change. Just because the water's rising, just learn to swim and baby you will be okay.
That's our show for this week. Inside the Arts is a production of WWNO. Our program is archived at WWNO.org. I'll be back with more ideas for your artistic palette next Tuesday at 1 p.m. when we'll go Inside the Arts. I'm Diane Mack.